People in Somalia often depend on money sent from families living in other countries to survive. Payments from the U.S. and elsewhere make up an astounding 40% of Somalia's economy. Somali Americans alone send more than $214 million to Somalia every year. But Somali Americans may soon find it harder to send money home. Somalia has no banks, and money transfers operate through small, informal Somali companies called hawalas. But almost all American banks have stopped facilitating money transfers through hawalas. Bank officials are concerned that the money is being laundered to help terrorist groups like al-Shabaab. Nearly 10,000 people of Somali descent live here in Washington State, according to the 2010 census. It's the third largest population of Somali Americans in the U.S. Around the country, Somali communities are worried that they won't have any way to send much-needed money back to Somalia if all American banks stop working with hawalas. Musir Jama moved to SeaTac from Somalia 12 years ago. Now she sends money back to help her daughter, who lives in the Kakuma refugee camp in northwest Kenya.
Sometimes I send $100, sometimes I send $50, whatever I can. The money, she can buy it food, clothes. If I didn't send it anything, she die. She don't have family. The father die, all family die. That's why I'm worrying a lot.
Dahaba Omar of Tukwila also sends money, about $50 a month to family in Mogadishu and Afgoye. Omar says her family has no other way to support themselves.
They don't have a job. They don't have life. They don't have freedom. That's why I send the money. Because when we come in the United States, our life's better than we have in Somalia. We send the money. Still, we need it, but we send the money. We beg, don't stop the bank. We need it. We need it.
Congress recently passed a bill designed to fix the situation. It's called the Money Remittances Improvement Act. Congressman Adam Smith of Washington State's 9th District was one of the original sponsors of the bill. He says the importance of supporting people in need outweighs the small likelihood that these remittances will fund terrorism.
I know without question that these terrorist organizations obviously rely on money transfers in part to fund themselves. But I also know that the overwhelming majority of people transferring money, certainly, you know, from my district and across the country here, are doing it to help their families. The need is overwhelming. These people are sending money back to their families who desperately need it, and we need to make sure that they have a way to do that.
We wanted to find out more how this is affecting families in Somalia, so we reached out to Degan Alley. Degan is a Somali-American who moved to Africa to improve humanitarian aid delivery. Now she is executive director of ADESO. That's an African charity and development agency based in Nairobi. She says that the situation in Somalia is dire.
Somalia currently is at a brink of another crisis. Well, we are in a crisis, and there's a fear that there's a looming famine again, once again, a few years after the last famine. Over 50,000 children are at death's door. Over 1 million people are displaced. So we have quite a lot of severe indicators of high level of food insecurity, and this is more reason why we are very, very concerned about this issue of the Somali money service providers being potentially shut down permanently in a context where we have 30% or so of the population in humanitarian crises. We can't even support the current caseload that we have with humanitarian assistance. There's so many crises happening in the world that's taken the attention of the international humanitarian community and their resources, and Somalia has to compete in that global context. And then now, you know, we talk about resilience, we talk about self-reliance. The remittance is the way for Somalis to help each other, to help themselves. In so many ways, you know, the country is at jeopardy, and unfortunately we're doing everything wrong instead of doing it right, and we are not learning from history.
Why is there a need for these Somali money transfer services, the hawalas? Why can't people in the U.S. who want to send money to Somalia use a service like Western Union? I just looked at their webpage, and Western Union says they can transfer money anywhere in the world.
Unfortunately, that's not the case. Western Union and MoneyGram do not have extensive agents and network coverage that the Somali money service providers do. Secondly, it's also important to know that Somalia, unlike other countries, not having a government and being in civil war for over 20 years means that the infrastructure has been destroyed and there is no central banking system. There are no banks that exist currently in Somalia. Money service providers function as banks in Somalia. So people only just don't remit with them, but when you receive money, you oftentimes use them to deposit your money. So you keep, they are able to maintain accounts for recipients, for businessmen, for the government, for many people. So it's the only way you have to save money other than, of course, putting it under your mattress.
These remittances, these money transfers from the world make up 40% of the Somali economy. What does that mean for the people in Somalia?
Well, it means everything because, first of all, that 40% is a very conservative figure. Most Somalis have a very strong social obligation system in place. So when a household receives $100 every month to meet their basic food needs, food, education, health, oftentimes they're sharing it with extended family. So it doesn't just feed that one household, but it feeds many other people. So that 40% that receive is a very conservative number. We probably are talking anywhere up to 60, 70% of people who rely on it. Then also don't forget about that income, that 40% that receive that cash, how they also purchase goods and services within the Somali economy. And that's an additional benefit to so many people, business people who rely on this to buy their goods and services. And if they're not available, there's no purchasing power in a community, then these businesses close down. So it goes beyond the basic remittances that are sent on a monthly basis. The larger economy will cease to function. And also another thing to remember is that the humanitarian community relies on money service providers. This is how we send salaries. This is how we operational costs, car hire, pay for rent. All of these things is through the Somali service businesses.
I'm speaking to Dagan Ali, who is executive director of ADESO. That's an African charity and development agency in Nairobi. A woman in Kent, Washington, was arrested last month for allegedly transferring money to the Somali terrorist group al-Shabaab that has been linked to al-Qaeda. It seems as though there are some legitimate concerns about money transfers ending up in the wrong hands.
Yeah, I think this is a concern that everybody shares. I don't think the money service businesses, the Somali hawalas, don't share this concern. I think what we're saying is that the humanitarian impact of closing the lifeline, I mean, the majority of Somalis, first of all, are not engaging in this kind of activity. That's something that we should also keep in mind. In terms of the record of 20 years of civil war and these hawalas being in existence, there haven't been that many arrests. So we can say that this is a very, very small minority. And in some ways, in my opinion, a very negligible minority, because you have to take into account the larger picture of what the Somali service providers, the impact that they have on the overall economy, that if this lifeline is now taken away from the Somali community that, as I said, don't have an alternative, there is no banking system in place. We are talking about a country that has just gone through the last famine in modern history. And if now you take away this lifeline, it's going to be beyond a famine. We're talking about a major catastrophe here. So I think we need to approach this in a way that makes sense. We need to find common sense solutions to these problems rather than, you know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
What are Somali Americans doing when they find that the money transfer method they've been using has been shut down? Are there other options available for them to transfer money to Somalia?
So as ADESO and our other partners, what we've been saying to the U.S. government, and particularly the Department of Treasury, is that we need to find a lasting solution to this problem, and Somalia needs to be a special case. Because what's going to happen is that these kinds of the risk aversion that these banks have, and more and more banks close, and then if the Somali money service businesses, the money vendors, are not able to operate, then what will happen is exactly what we were trying to prevent, which means that these guys are going to start carrying money in suitcases. People are not going to accept a situation where they cannot help feed their families back home. I'm sorry, but to me, that's very basic, that when you start having money moving in suitcases in cash, you're not tracking it, and it could potentially, there could be leakage to groups that you don't want it to be leaked, and you have no way of monitoring it now. So you've put everything underground. So it could have the complete opposite effect of what we want. So instead of having a transparent system that we can hopefully find ways to improve the risk appetite of the banks and work with them, we could potentially make this all go underground and even be more risky than it currently is.
Thank you so much for taking the time, Dagan. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Dagan Ali is executive director of ADESO. That's an African charity and development agency in Nairobi. She was explaining to us why it's important for people of Somali descent to be able to send money from the U.S., they're called remittances, back to families living in Somalia. We also talked to Washington Congressman Adam Smith and two local Somali immigrants.